Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. As the fall landscape settles in deeper, the DNR is reminding you of the dangers of cold water this time of year.
I think the main thing is to wear a life jacket that you want to wear, one that's comfortable and one that you enjoy wearing. The best life jacket is the one you actually wear. So whether it's going to be an inflatable life jacket, a foam life jacket, just pick the one that works best for you that you're actually going to wear on the water.
While more boating-related accidents occur during the busy summer season, a higher percentage of cold water incidents are fatal. Minnesotans need to get their homes ready for the winter season. Minnesota Homeland Security and Emergency Management Director Allison Ferroli says alternative heating is a primary reason for house fires during winter.
Any type of alternate heating source that plugs into a wall, making sure that we keep those from a distance of other items in the home, so clothing or furniture, so things don't catch on fire, and also making sure that they are being turned off before they go to bed.
Ferroli says you should also have a winter weather kit in your car just in case you get stranded or need roadside assistance. The Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development is awarding more than $4.8 million in grants to help young people with job opportunities. The grants will be used by 39 organizations and provide more than 4,000 people with workforce development and training opportunities. DEED's Youth at Work Opportunity Grants Program serves youth of color and those with disabilities who are economically disadvantaged or considered to be at risk. The program is for people between the ages of 14 to 24. And this Saturday, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education is hosting its annual International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day Memorial Gathering in Woodbury. Spokesperson Kat Ganji says suicide loss can be really isolating and it's often hard to find others who understand.
Being able to have that open space for people to come together and share their journey and find comfort in the presence of other people who understand that loss.
Ganji says attendees can bring clothing or fabric mementos of their loved ones to contribute to the Woven to Save project. The free event runs from 8:30 to 11 a.m. at East Ridge High School. In other headlines, the next stop for the Senate Select Subcommittee looking into federal cuts from Washington will focus on state IT systems. The group of senators will visit a Dakota County agency tomorrow. The agency is used for administrative functions, including processing SNAP applications. Members will look into existing issues and how these cuts are affecting new requirements created by the Trump administration and Congress. The DNR will auction off state land in Carlton, Clearwater, St. Louis, and Wadena counties next month. The online sale runs December 2nd through the 16th and includes parcels that could appeal to hunters, campers, or adjacent landowners. More details can be found on the DNR's website. And the State Health Department is recommending Minnesotans get the flu vaccine before the holidays. Senior epidemiologist Jeff Sanders says it's your best protection against influenza.
The only thing that's predictable about flu is that it's unpredictable. So we don't quite know yet what the season will bring, but that's why you should get vaccinated now so that you're prepared.
Sanders says flu activity has been low in Minnesota this fall. More news headlines can be found at Minnesota News Network. I'm Sean Maloney, MNN.